الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث for the reward for قرباني. حضرت زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه narrates that the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم once asked, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is this sacrifice? He replied, it is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim عليه السلام. They asked, what is there in it for us, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? He replied, for every hair there is a reward. And if the animal has wool, they inquired. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, for every fiber of wool, there will be a reward. We understand from the Mubarak words of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the large amounts of thawab and reward a person receives for making qurbani. Is it ever possible for one to count the number of hairs, number of hair or fibers of wool on the back of his qurbani animal? This is perhaps something impossible. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, is that there are countless rewards kept in store for the person who offers a sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the days of Eid. This hadith illustrates to us the zeal and passion the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for thawab and rewards. When they questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this sacrifice, and he explained to them that it is the sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, they were not content with this answer. They further went on to find out what rewards lie in doing this action. This shows their great enthusiasm for gaining abundant rewards for the Akhirah. Many a time, we take thawab for granted, not realizing that this is our actual currency for the Akhirah. The more thawab we amass, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in the hereafter. The next hadith is pertaining to the warning that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he who has the means for performing qurbani but does not do so, should not come close to our Eidgah or place of Eid Salah. How unfortunate is such a person who neglects performing this great ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making it very clear that such a person is not even welcome to his Eidgah to perform salah with the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wishes him to be very distanced from him, whereas every Muslim desires to be blessed to the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.